Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Maria of Hillel B'Meiri Chamechal Arini Kaparas Meshkabo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Lebracha. We are also recognizing the fact that learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by our friends Bubby and Zadie Strong, commemorating and celebrating the upcoming marriage of their daughter, their granddaughter Adina to Ariel Schneider, and by the Feit and Waltzman families, commemorating the yahrzeit of Avram Chaim ben Zvi, the late Mr. Abe Irwin, Zichrono Lebracha. We're going to talk today a little bit about Habakkuk. Habakkuk, at the height of the Assyrian rule, Nahum saw the destruction. Habakkuk, who lived at the same time as Nahum, whom we finished discussing yesterday, he goes a step further. He said there's going to be a Bavel. Bavel's going to grow and it's going to destroy Ashur. Habakkuk saw that Malchus Yehuda was going to be destroyed by the people of Bavel because of those Chatoim. And so, frightened by the image of the whole world being overrun by one world order called Bavel, the Navi turns to Hashem and he asks Hashem for mercy. And Hashem tells him, don't worry, Bavel will also fall. And in gratitude, Habakkuk's going to sing praise to Hashem. Now, if Nahum's prediction concerning the fall of Ashur was met with a sense of disbelief, Habakkuk's prophecy that Bavel was going to rise would certainly seem like a joke. It seemed to people that Egypt, Mitzrayim, not Bavel, seemed like the candidate to take control. And certainly, 3 years after Bavel's victory, Paro Necho led an expedition to attack Bavel in order to go ahead and lead the Egyptian claim. And Yoshio, Melech Yehuda, reasoned that Mitzrayim would emerge victorious. And so therefore, he decided to stop the army on their way north. And Yoshio was killed. And on their return, the Egyptians appointed Jehoiakim to take over for Jehoahaz. And Jehoiakim was really basically a slave, a vassal king to Mitzrayim. Of course, Bavel's king sends Nebuchadnezzar, his son, in a last-ditch effort to go ahead and destroy the Egyptians. And everyone was surprised when Nebuchadnezzar was successful and Paro Necho barely escaped with his life. And the way was set up for the people of Bavel to consolidate their rule. And this was the fulfillment of the Nevuah of Habakkuk. And so only a few years after they were free from Ashur, Jehoiakim now has to go ahead and be a vassal to the people of Bavel. And that also only lasts a few years because he rebelled against the Babylonians. And the Babylonians came, and they took him into Golos, and he died along the way. They appointed Jehoiachin, but after 3 months, Bavel laid siege on Yerushalayim, and the Choresh and Mazgir were taken away. And then a few years later, Nebuchadnezzar came back and destroyed Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash, and this was the fulfillment of the Nebuah of Habakkuk. And then 30 years after the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash, Bavel was destroyed as well, which is the third part of Habakkuk's issue. Now, Hamasa Asher Chaza Habakkuk Hanavi, this is the Nevuah of Habakkuk. He lived during Menashe's reign, 112 years before the destruction of first Beis Hamikdash, and it lasted for 55 years. Now, as we remember, Menashe doesn't behave well within the laws of the Torah, so we don't mention him that often. And Bavel starts to grow during his time, says the Radak. And Habakkuk, according to the Zohar Kaddish, was the son of the Isha Hashunamis after she went ahead and had had a baby after Elisha's bracha. That was the child who was resurrected, at least according to the Zohar Kaddish. Now, so what does he say? Ad ona Hashem shivati v'lo sishma. He says, how long, Hashem, am I going to go ahead and daven and you not listen? Ezak elecha chamas v'lo soshia. I'm going to cry out to you because there's so much violence, and you don't save. Habakkuk saw that Nebuchadnezzar was going to rule over the world and that he was going to go ahead and bring sorrow to the Jewish people. And so the Nabi says, please get rid of the decree, says Rashi. And speaking in the name of the Tzaddikim, he was worried about the people who are going to be afflicted by the violence that Nebuchadnezzar was going to commit against the Jewish people. So he turns around and he says, Lama Sareni Oven Vamal Tabit Vishod Bechamas Lanegdi Vayihi Rivu Madonisa. He says, why do you show me injustice and look upon wrongdoing? Oppression and violence are before me. You show me injustice. Why do you show me injustice and make me see the wrongdoing? He says, why do I have to get the opportunity to see Am Yisrael Zaveros? Al-Kain Tafug Torah V'lo Seitzei L'Netzach Mishpat. He says, Torah is going to get weakened. And forgotten, says Rashi, as silent, says the Ibn Ezra, and justice will never be dispensed, for when the Rishon come along, ki Rasha machtir es tzadik, akin yitzei mishpat meukal, when the wicked go ahead and go around the tzadikim, that's when justice is perverted. That is to say, he says, I don't understand, righteous judges get appointed by evil kings, they have no choice but to pass verdicts, they go with the king's corrupt legal standards. And he says, I understand, they're gonna drop down in the into the depths as well. Habakkuk says to Hashem, basically punish the wicked for Am Yisrael's sake. If you don't get, when the wicked go unpunished, it weakens people's faith in Hashem and His Torah. And so here Habakkuk is concerned that the people will attribute the wicked Bavel domination as fate. And as a result, there'll be justice that's perverted. And he says, you got to do something about it. Watch and see the fate of the nations. You'll be utterly overwhelmed. He says, as incredible as it will seem, the thing will happen during your lifetime. In other words, look at the extent of destruction Nebuchadnezzar is going to put over the world, says the Radak. As you think, Bavel, which was known as a lowly nation, would become the most powerful nation in the world. That they're going to become really ridiculously cruel, that you should just know it's going to happen. And the Radak says Nebuchadnezzar is going to have an incredible destruction in this process. He says, I want you to know I'm going to raise up Kazdim, that cruel and impetuous people. He says, I'll raise up the people who are Kazdim. They march across the world to possess homelands that aren't their own. In other words, they're going to be boorish. The countries they have no claims to whatsoever. It's an unbelievable thing. They're awfully terrifying. They issue their own rules, right? Mishpato seizo yetze. They issue their own rules and their own laws. And kalu mina meirim susav. Their horses are swifter than leopards. V'chadu mizeve erev. And they're more savage than the wolves of the night. Upashu parasha v'uprasha meirachok yavo. Yiafu kanesher chash lachol. They're going to be more savage. Their riders are numerous, and though they come from far away, they fly like vultures rushing to consume. That is to say, they have sharper teeth than wolves, and when you ride a horse over a long distance, it's incapable of giving chase for several hours, and the Babylonian riders will race after their victors, after their victims. And they're set on violence. Kulo lachamos yavo magmas pineim kadima vayesu kachol shevi. You have to understand, they set on violence. They're heading for the east. They take captives like sand. That's the plan of the Babylonians. Capture who you can. Buba malachim yitzkalos. And you should just know, they ridicule the kings. Beruzni mischaklo. And they also, they snicker at ministers. Right? Hu lachol mivtzar yischak. They snicker at every fortress while they build ramps and conquer it. There's nothing that will allow somebody to be safe from the people of Bavel. At the end, there's going to be a change in spirit, and he'll be deposed, guilty of attributing his might to his God. In other words, Nebuchadnezzar, according to the Targum, will become arrogant, says the Radak, because of his victories. He'll lose the perspective, and he's going to get deposed in the process. The Al-Sheikh points out over here that Nebuchadnezzar knew of the heavenly decree that there was going to be a destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why he wanted to capture Yerushalayim. But as he started to get to his goal, he thought that it was a little bit more about his own Avodah Zarah. And so that, of course, is going to flip the switches a little bit. Why you, God, are eternal? My Lord, don't let us die. You appointed them to dispense justice. You established them only to give them rebuke. That is to say, since Hashem only empowered the people of Babel to punish and rebuke the nations that go against His will, Habakkuk says that to prevent them from annihilating the entire nation of Am Yisrael, he says, I want you to look at it differently. Torah Nayim Mir Os Rav Habit El Amal Lo Tuchal Lama Tabit Bogdim Tacharish Bebala Rasha Tzadik Mimenu. He says, I want you to know something. You whose eyes are too pure to behold evil, who cannot bear to witness wrongdoing, why do you offer evildoers and watch in silence as the wicked devour those more righteous than they? And you make human beings as vulnerable as the fish of the sea. Like, what are you doing? Kulo bechakoha le igoreu becharmo viasfeu bemechmarto. How can you smach v'yagyel? And Nebuchadnezzar is going to hold him up with a fish hook, and he's going to be happy in that process. How can you zabeach lecharmo viakta lemechmarto ki behema shamin chalgomach aloberia? He's going to be happy and rejoice. He'll sacrifice to his fish hook, and he's going to give keteres to his nets. He's not going to notice you, Hashem. And is that halkein yarik chermo b'tamid aru goyim lo yachmo? Is that what will enable him to arm himself with his net and continue murdering nations without mercy? In other words, Habakkuk says to Hashem, is Nebuchadnezzar victorious because of his sacrifices to his avodah zarah? So why are you giving him, obviously not, so why are you giving him that cover? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you giving Nebuchadnezzar the power to go ahead and be the nation that at least knows that you exist? And this is Habakkuk's plan to try to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer him in order for his pleadings, like a good Navi, on behalf of Am Yisrael, not to be lost in the process. We will continue with the study of Habakkuk when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.